The Springfield City Council voted unanimously this week to authorize the proponents of a downtown cultural district to apply for an official designation from the Massachusetts Cultural Council. The goals of the district are to attract artists and cultural economy entrepreneurs to generate business and jobs and promote tourism. Representatives from roughly a dozen cultural institutions, downtown organizations, business groups, and the city have worked for months on the project, according to Holly Smith Beauvais, president of the Springfield Museums.
The idea is the cultural economy is really bringing in artists, raising the one of the major goals of the cultural district is to increase occupancy, and that's true not just for housing but also for businesses, and to really make it a rich place to visit.
The proposed cultural district is a several square block area of downtown Springfield that includes the museums, the Springfield Armory National Park, Springfield Technical Community College, the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, various art galleries and performance venues, and several historic buildings. Officials say the cultural district designation will result in joint marketing opportunities and activities such as public art, festivals, and concerts. John Simpson, an artist and lecturer at UMass Amherst, said the district will showcase Springfield's history.
And to create civic pride, sense of the great history that's been here, make it contemporary, and make people love Springfield, make it a destination site, change the perceptions. And it seems like art, it seems very a simple way to do it, but it also seems very effective, and it's been proven in many communities to really help with that.
Evan Plotkin, the president of a property management company who has provided space for public art exhibits in several locations in downtown Springfield, said the cultural district will rebrand Springfield.
What I believe is the strongest and most profound way that this is going to reshape the downtown is that it will attract people to once again live downtown.
Springfield City Councilor Kateri Walsh said the city will not have to spend any money to create the cultural district, and if the state designation comes through, grants would become available.
I see it as a tremendous plus, particularly since they're going to, I think, not only improve the buildings and some of the public space and bring art, but to bring programming for kids in the arts. I mean, it's so unique what we have in Springfield, I think, the quadrangle and the areas, that it's a wonderful idea to band together and promote it.
The endorsement by the City Council was the final local authorization for the project. Springfield Museum's Vice President Kay Simpson said the application will be made to the Massachusetts Cultural Council by mid-August.
It's a pretty involved application process. They have very specific requirements, and so communities really need to work together to go through the application collectively, and there needs to be a lot of support throughout the community in order to make the designation a reality.
A site visit by officials from the Cultural Council is part of the application process. 16 cultural district designations have been issued in Massachusetts since the program started in 2011. Each designation is good for 5 years and is subject to renewal. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.